This is Louis Navalier. It's Thursday, April 27th. Well, the stock market's starting to celebrate the good tech earnings. We do have more earnings coming out. Exxon's going to release after the close today. But by and large, what they call a lot of the FANG components are doing a lot better. Amazon's going to announce after the close today. So we still have more details coming out. The biggest thing that's going on is the market has been in a funk since Tuesday due to First Republic Bank. And, of course, as you know, we don't recommend financial stocks, but it's raising concerns of overall slow economic growth. First quarter GDP just came in at an estimate of 1.1% annual pace. That's also been affirmed by the Atlanta Fed. They lowered their estimate from 2.5% to 1.1%. So it looks like the slowing consumer spending is really starting to take a toll. Now, we had unemployment claims come out today. The continuing unemployment claims are at the highest level in 17 months. So that might get the Fed's attention. The consensus is the Fed's going to increase next week on Wednesday, May 3rd. I'm in the camp that they should not. So is the San Francisco Fed. So is the Chicago Fed. Now, Jerome Powell likes to build a consensus before he acts. He doesn't like to have split votes, but I don't see why they should kill more sectors of the economy. Clearly, they've killed the housing industry, although it's trying to come back with lower mortgage rates. They've killed the auto industry because a lot of people, you know, get auto loans. And even Tesla mentioned that in a quarterly report. That's one of the uncertainties out there. That's why their inventory, their vehicles are starting to build around the world. And so it's just time for the Fed to come out with a very upbeat FOMC statement that their war against inflation is largely fixed. Now, the other thing that's been going on for the last several weeks is crude oil inventories and refined product has collapsed, okay? It's dropping at a very fast clip. Now, this is seasonal. This is what happens when the weather gets warm and we head into Memorial Day weekend and all that stuff. But for some reason, even though you've got dropping inventories of crude and refined product, the oil prices fell the other day. That's being somewhat reversed today, but oil markets are a bit manic, okay? There is growing demand for oil, and because of the world, India's has more people than China now, and their demand's skyrocketing. China's firming up. Demand is so strong that the Russian oil, which was capped at $60 a barrel, now this is heavy sour crude that is always discounted, was running about $55 a barrel. And now it's starting to push 60, and so that they have to enforce all the price caps that the U.S. and their allies are imposing. So it's getting interesting just to watch what's all going on here geopolitically, okay? And but the bottom line is earnings are coming in better than expected. So far, revenues on the S&P are 2.2% higher than analyst estimates. Earnings are 8% higher. Some companies are still announcing big buybacks. That's a good sign. So it's just time for everybody to cheer up. Now, speaking of cheering up, we had the consumer confidence index come out from the conference board. This is the best survey. And basically, it dropped a lot. But present situation, which is how people are doing right now, rose. But expectations are horrible. So we have to get everybody to snap out of their funk because people are definitely in a funk, okay? And that seems to be what's weighing on the market. But as I mentioned some time ago, earnings are going to get progressively better as everything improves. Now, what's also interesting is aftermarket activity. Some of you folks saw SQM. I get hit because the Chilean president wants to take a higher royalty from them 7 years from now. So they hit the stock on that. This is the second largest lithium producer in the world. And, we do that. You know, President Biden raised the taxes on coal, oil, and natural gas production. So, you know, what the Chilean socialist president's doing is not that surprising, okay? But it's not going to affect SQM for the next 7 years. And in the meantime, they got a 16% dividend yield. So I think that stock's overreaction was ridiculous. Probably the biggest one, though, was Enphase. Now, there was a lot of confusion when Enphase came out because there were some reports saying that they missed on sales. That was later deemed an error, okay, and some of those reports disappeared. But the report that Enphase missed on sales, their sales were, by the way, up over 64%, and their earnings were up 340%, hit the stock in the aftermarket. And now their guidance was a little soft, but, you know, that's how companies manufacture any surprises. The bottom line is I can't find other companies with 64% sales growth and 340% earnings growth. And, of course, Enphase is doing well, because the solar power wall installations in California, Hawaii, and are going very well. And they do a lot of the commercial battery backup systems for the green energy folks. So there have been some shocks to some flagship stocks out there, but we're oscillating, okay? So what's down today will be up tomorrow and vice versa, okay? Today, as I speak to you, we got some semiconductors that are down. You know, those have been the hottest, okay? So The Citadels of the world who make the markets out there love to use mean reversion systems to basically jerk stocks around. And so you might have noticed that home builders have been one of the strongest groups. Okay, now I don't have any home building stocks at this moment, but some of that is you know, lower mortgage rates and new home sales. Some of it is mean reversion by Citadel. Okay. But what you'll see is you'll see these oscillations continue. You know, it's internally we call the Citadel mean reversion systems Skynet at our firm, because after the Schwarzenegger movie, Terminator movies, because the machines are running things, okay? So I don't want you to get upset about mean reversion. It's just what happens, okay? And you just have to realize that stocks are going to move in a trading range and oscillate. It's as simple as that. So when I buy stocks, I like to buy in dips. When I sell stocks, I like to wait for upticks. I realize this is the opposite of what people with stop loss systems do, but that's what we do, because we know the mean reversion systems are controlling things. And they normally shut off during earnings season and let the earnings come out, but hopefully they'll be a little more quiet in the next few weeks. But the bottom line is you're in an oscillating market. So if you have a big diversified portfolio, you'll see, you know, you'll see your stocks bounce around quite a bit. But that's normal. But overall, as we step back here, we have Treasury yields have come down dramatically in the last 2 weeks. Hopefully that will make the Fed think before their interest rate decision next week. Whatever the Fed does, they have to have a dovish FOMC statement. There's no way they're going to say where they're going to tighten further, okay? They're way above market rates now. They don't have to do it, raise rates anymore. Even if they do, you know, all they're going to do is cut off credit some more, okay, and create more banking problems for themselves, okay? That's all they're going to do. So hopefully the Fed doesn't want to create a lot of problems for themselves with the banking industry they regulate, and hopefully they do the right thing and not raise rates next Wednesday. But even if they do, we're going to get a dovish FOMC statement, because the Fed is done, and we should get an explosive rally off of that. So hang in there, folks. I know a lot of you don't like all the news out there and the gyrations, but you know, so far so good on earnings, and as long as our stocks continue to post better than expected earnings, we'll be fine. And I do apologize, though, for the gyrations of stocks. But thank God we have good earnings to count on. And we are basically, for our stocks, we're about 20% through earnings season now. Some of the big stocks disappear a little bit ahead of us. But, you know, next week's going to be a lot of announcements. So hang on. Enjoy the ride, folks. And the Exxon reports after the close today. So that's going to be a big deal for a lot of our energy stocks. So far, knock on wood, all our energy stocks have beaten. Take care, everybody. It's Louie Navalier.